The Gemara Masech, the Kedushin, Daf Mem Amud Aleph teaches us, Kol Shloichos Al Kvay Koinoi, whoever doesn't show the proper respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Roy Loi Shleibol Oilem, it would have been better if he didn't come to the world at his all. And as the Mashah explains, the Mishnah says in Masech, the Ovis, Perek Vav Mishnah Yud Aleph, Kol Mashapar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam L'Kvay De Baruch, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in this world, he created in his honor. And that's the entire purpose of the Bria. And therefore, somebody who doesn't fulfill that purpose, it would have been better that he wasn't created. And the Gemara says, Mahi, what is it considered? Who is considered that individual that doesn't show the proper respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Rav Oymazem Stakel B'Keshes. Somebody who looks at the rainbow. And Ritva explains that the rainbow represents the Maruk Void Hashem, and therefore it's inappropriate that somebody should look at the rainbow. It's the Maruk Void Hashem. And in fact, the Torah in Arachayim Simon Reish Chavtes says, Osu L'Stakel B'Keshes Harbei. One is not allowed to stare at the rainbow. And as the Mefarshim point out, and we're going to be discussing this in our shir, the Gemara Masechta Chagiga says, the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, Kamara Keshes Asher Yeh Ba'onon B'yoyim HaGeshem Kamara HaNoigu Sovhu Maru Devois Demus Kvod Hashem. The Keshes represents the Maru Kvod Hashem, and it's inappropriate to look at it. And the Gemara in Masechta Chagiga indeed says, Hamstakel by Biyoyser Eina Kayos. So the question is, as we're going to discuss in our shir in a couple of moments, we know that halacha is that one is not supposed to look at the keshes, and our Gemara, the Gemara Masechta Chagiga, and on the other hand, the halacha is that when one sees the rainbow, he's supposed to make a bracha, and you're not supposed to make the bracha until you see it. So how do we reconcile these two issues? So Mefarshim explained that the definition of the word listakel means to stare. And what the halacha teaches us is that one is not supposed to stare at the rainbow, spend a lot of time studying and gazing at the rainbow. But just looking at it and quickly making a bracha is permitted. And indeed, if we look into the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Simen Reish Chavtes, the Shulchan Aruch teaches us, Haroya Keshes, if one sees the rainbow, says, so, and the Mishnah Brura right away teaches us that one should not tell somebody else that he sees the rainbow, because it's considered a mitzi diba. And what pshat that it's considered a mitzi diba? And the pasuk says mitzi diba ksil, because the keshes represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending us a message that the world deserves to be destroyed. And that message should not be spread. And therefore, somebody should not tell somebody else that he saw the rainbow. Up to the point that not only does the Mishnah Berurah tells us clearly that if somebody sees the rainbow, he shouldn't notify other people that he saw the rainbow. But let's say he didn't notice halacha. And Reuven told Shimon, you know, look at the sky and you'll see the rainbow. The halacha is that the person has no obligation to go look at the rainbow. And the pshat I always understood was, because the rainbow, seeing the rainbow is a message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends to specific individuals. So if I saw the rainbow, It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending me a message that I need to do better. I need to do tshuva. That doesn't mean he's sending the message to someone else. So I, who saw the rainbow, should make the bracha, should take the message of the rainbow to heart. The person who didn't see the rainbow, the only reason he knows about the rainbow is because I'm telling him about the rainbow, doesn't have that obligation. So again, the Shulchan Aruch says, Haroi Yekeshes Amar Baruch Atah Hashem Al Kedem Melech Olam Zoich Rabris Mani Paiskin. The Shulchan Aruch says, Nemen Bebrisoi, many Rishonim, Mr. Brura points out that opinion, says not Nemen Bebrisoi, but rather Vin Nemen Bebrisoi, the Kain B'Mamoroi. And then the halacha is, as we discussed earlier, V'asa L'staka by B'yos 1, as we explained earlier, should not stare at the rainbow. The Bir Halacha points out that it could be that Api Halacha, he's not certain what is considered seeing the rainbow. It could be it's only considered the rainbow if you saw the entire like semicircle, how the rainbow appears. But if you only saw part of the rainbow, maybe you don't make a bracha. And Rav Moshe Sternberg, indeed, in the Shalos HaTshuvos, Tshuvos Van Hoggis, Chela Gimel, Simen Ayin Vav, Paskins, since we know the halacha is Safak Brachas Lahakil, so if you didn't see a full rainbow, you make the bracha without shame and malchus. The halacha is that you don't have to stand when you see a rainbow. Just like by thunder and lightning, you don't have to stand when you make those brachas. The halacha is, the Mishnah Berurah says, that even though by many halachas, if you make a bracha, in order to make that bracha again, you need to wait 30 days. But a rainbow, you make a bracha only once a day. And moreover, the Paiskim say that if there was a rainbow, because it was raining, it was cloudy, and then it cleared up, and then the rainbow appears again because there's a new rainstorm, you make the bracha again. If during one rainstorm, you look up at the sky and you see there are two rainbows, you only make the bracha once. Moreover, if you looked up to the sky and you saw the rainbow, and you didn't immediately make the bracha, doesn't mean that you can't make the bracha later. As long as you see the rainbow and then make the bracha. As we said, the halach is v'asal stak. The Shulchan Aruch teaches us v'asal stak by b'yoyser, v'mastak by b'yoyser ain of koyus. So there's a very interesting piece that the Yaris Tavash discusses. He asks a question. Rainbow is a natural occurrence that comes after the rain. So why are we considering the rainbow such a terrible sign, as we discussed at the beginning of the shiur, and don't want to look at it? It's a natural physical occurrence. So the Yaris Tavash says that there are two types of rainbow. He says there's a rainbow, which is the natural rainbow. He says that rainbow one is allowed to look at. That's a natural occurrence in the world. When we speak in our Gemara, the Gemara Masechta Chagiga, about avoiding looking at the rainbow, we speak about an abnormal keshes, an abnormal rainbow. However, the Ben Ish Chai quotes the Yaris Tavash, and he says, if so, maybe we should make a bracha on the regular rainbow that's seen. If, as we're explaining, it's a natural physical occurrence, and it isn't sending any special messages which are referred to in the bracha. But the Ben Ish Chai says that that's not true. Since the halacha says that when you see the rainbow,
and it says rainbow, and it doesn't start, the Shulchan Aruch, as we just learned, doesn't identify any specific type of rainbow. It just says that when you see the rainbow, you need to make the bracha. So the bracha is said because it is a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I saw that the Zohar says that there are at least three colors in every rainbow representing Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim, teaching us that at times their world maybe is a world of Aveira, and it's a world that maybe deserves to be destroyed. But because the Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, B'schus Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanis on the world and doesn't destroy it.